Jeffrey Johnson got quite a wake-up call this week in Chile when a volcano 10 miles from his doorstep started erupting. Johnson is an assistant professor of geosciences at Boise State University. His work includes listening to low-frequency sounds that volcanoes make. He was working in Pucón, Chile on a Fulbright grant when the Villarrica volcano began its massive eruption. Here's the low-frequency sound his sensors recorded. The sound has been sped up so we can hear it. Johnson took a few minutes from his research to talk with me this afternoon on Skype. He said the eruption woke him up early yesterday morning.
And that happened at 3 a.m. in the morning, which was an interesting time because as you climb out of bed, you're still a little bit groggy. But when I climbed out of bed and went to my window, my garden patio, I saw a large fire fountain being emitted from the central vent. And estimates of the column of fire was on the order of 1,000 feet. It only lasted for a half an hour, and you know, had it lasted much longer or had it become more intense, we might have decided to move to some of these evacuation zones, which are located here within Pucón town. But by the time a half an hour had run its course, the activity started to die down again. And so what I can tell you is, stress aside, it was a spectacular fireworks show. It was not an enormous eruption, but big enough that any sane person would be impressed. Continued with lava flows pouring down various flanks, large incandescent blocks, and by large, I mean the size of small houses, rolling down the flanks. And in the morning, when we woke up, the explosive activity had ended, and the volcano, previously covered in snow, was now black. Only a few small snow patches are evident. Snow is still there. It's just covered with a lot of debris and black lava material.
So you weren't expecting this to happen. You weren't planning for a full-scale eruption.
It's coincidental that I happened to be here for the full chronology of this eruption. And we still don't know where it's going. But when I arrived, I wouldn't say it was inactive because that would be technically incorrect, but it was at background levels. Now, background levels for Villarrica means there is a lava lake. There has been a lava lake there for some 30 years since the last significant activity. That lava lake is bubbling and producing its assortment of sounds and ground movements that we like to study. But what transpired in the last month is a change in that background level of activity, and that's what gets us all, you know, excited as scientists, and also public needs to take notice of that change.
And you're there with your family, so that takes on an added significance, I would think.
Right. Yeah. Well, we think we're quite safe out here at 17 kilometers or 10 miles. There are communities that live closer to the volcano, and those communities have been effectively moved to further distances. At this point in time, what we're experiencing at Villarrica is very similar to eruptions in 1971, 1984, 1985. And those eruptions pose, I wouldn't say no threat, but little threat to this particular community, the city of Pucón, and we feel comfortable being here. Having said that, you know, people are a bit nervous in town. Yesterday, for instance, most of the stores were closed. School opening have been delayed. I have children who are getting ready to go to their first days of Chilean school to learn Spanish, and we don't know when the schools will open. But I think of it, you know, much like a snow day in Boise. This is a lava day here in Chile.
Given that this is obviously not something that the folks in Chile want to experience necessarily and can be quite scary, what does this eruption mean for your research? How is this helping you?
It is, you know, very exciting for me as a scientist. And, you know, I want to temper my excitement with the concern I feel for the local Chilean people who are stressed about this. There's property here, there's, you know, livelihoods, and it's an active volcano. So, you know, it's a bit bittersweet, but the actual activity is really exciting for me as a scientist because I get to observe a progression of activity which goes from quiet towards what we saw 2 days ago, which is fire fountaining activity. No one wants to predict what's going to come next, but the possibility exists for the fact that there will be continued explosions, and we'll wait and see how the eruption actually progresses. We'll be down here through the extent of the eruption. It's an opportunity for me as a scientist to grow, and it's also an interesting time to be here.
That's Boise State Assistant Professor of Geosciences Jeffrey Johnson. He says in 10 days, 16 BSU students will join him in Chile to study the active volcano.